Okay, so starting with chapter 3, let's now get into business analysis planning. So what are we going to discuss is the IIBA perspective on business analysis planning, business analysis planning and monitoring, input output diagram, the business analysis planning and monitoring, why consider business analysis as a project. What is business analysis planning? Who prepares the business analysis plan? Who signs off on the business analysis plan? And business analysis planning techniques. Okay. So to start off, what does our first sentence say? The outcome of a business is business analysis project. It is directly dependent on proper planning. Business analysis planning and monitoring activity lays down the groundwork necessary for the successful completion of the whole project. It is one of the key BA book, business analysis book of knowledge areas, and influences others. Okay, the first thing that we need to understand that the moment I talk about a business analysis project, we are talking about delivering a solution, and we are talking about changing from the previous chapters, changing from the current state to the future state, which also involves gap analysis. Now, when I'm delivering either a product or a solution or a service that can add advantage to my business, I obviously want a timeline for it. Like I said earlier in the first chapter, we discussed something like we were saying that if there's a road that needs to be built, even at the end of the road, we see that things that are said like, oh, this is the day, month, and year of completion. If we have a new product launch, oh, this is when it will launch. And so on and so forth. We assume that these dates are based on maybe just random numbers. No, they are not. Most of these require proper planning. Like something like a civil project requires proper planning when it comes to acquiring the materials, when it comes to acquiring the manpower, when it comes to how the next project will take place, because these are back-to-back things that need to be done. Now, obviously, the government plans basis on how the work is done. So if I say that it will be completed on so and so date, this is when the testing will start, and this is when we can actually launch, it has to go by certain timelines. I cannot do this unless I have proper planning. Yes, I'm not saying that proper planning does not mean that something can't happen or something might go wrong. Like if we check the initial stages when COVID hit, all the planning went for a toss because we had a lockdown and we did not know how to manage. Yesterday, if that same situation arises, it would be handled very differently. But that time, also, there was certain planning that was put into place, and it's only because of that planning is things are moving across so smoothly right now. So if I want a better outcome, I want a happy client or a happy customer at the end of the day, I have to ensure that it is properly planned. The second line says business analysis planning and monitoring activity lays the groundwork necessary for the successful completion of the whole project. Now, if you go back to the previous chapter, there was a stage where we discussed that if I plan everything, I basically am looking at the activities that need to be done and laying down the schedules for the activities, when what needs to be delivered to the client, what phase of the project needs to go, when do we get the right feedback. So that all is a part of my business analysis planning. Only when I plan it correctly can I decide when the project will be completed, because I then set the timelines for the rest of the or the mode for the rest of the project. It is one of the key BA book, that is business analysis book of knowledge areas, and influences others. We have to understand the criticality of doing this, and as I said, it is what drives the rest of the project. It forms the guidelines of all the tasks to be performed during the project. Because I've gathered the requirement, because I know what the solution, recommended solution is, I also know the approach that needs to be taken and the various tasks that need to be performed during that approach. So When I do correctly, again going back to saying that when I do my business analysis planning correctly, can I do everything else correctly? Monitoring plays a key role in evaluating the business analysis work during the project. So, business analysis planning is nothing less than a SMART goal, where I say I have to continuously monitor it as part of the one of the key criteria to understand where my project should have been at this stage and where it is. If it is ahead, it would not be a concern, but if it is lagging behind, you need to know the reason why it is lagging behind and how the rest of the deliverables would get affected. Detailed planning and close monitoring are essential for delivering the desired outcomes. So again, each task, when does it have to end? How much work that I plan to have completed by the end of this timeline? Or if the study is in field, when do I complete field? How close am I to completing the field? If I plan 10 days to be in field, have I finished those 10 days? If I'm in the 8th day, how much of my field targets have been met? Am I going to complete the field on the 10th day? Is all of this only will ensure, because post the field, then it would be the rest of the teams that would be working on the data. So you do not want the rest of the work to get hampered. So the IIBA perspective on business analysis planning, what does it say? The Business Analysis Book of Knowledge, the PA Book Guide, outlines five tasks for business analysts to perform in the planning and monitoring knowledge area. These tasks aim to organize, coordinate analysts and stakeholders, planning the approach to specific parts of a project and defining the roles. The outputs generated from these tasks serve as the foundation for other knowledge area tasks. Again, going back to the previous chapter, if you remember, our business analysis planning was one of the, at the top, and how it was driving the rest of the thing. Now, we are going to talk about the five tasks for BAs that they need to perform during the planning and monitoring knowledge area. That is later, right now we'll discuss it. And what this task hope to do is not only it allows me to coordinate with the stakeholders, it also or helps me organize the requirements, understand the requirements, be able to provide relevant solutions to the requirements, and also understand that does a part of the project require a special treatment and who is responsible for what. Because as a business analysis, I'm not going to be responsible for the entire task. I will be responsible for certain part of the task, but there is going to be a team that would be responsible for the task. So who from there is taking the responsibility and the onus for the work that is currently being done? The outputs generated from these tasks serve as the foundation for other knowledge area. This is the same thing which we've just discussed, that once I have everything from the business analysis planning stage is when that other tasks are going to be performed correctly, or how they would form the basis of the other knowledge area. So what do the tasks include when I talk about business analysis planning? So that are defining business analysis activities, deliverables, planning stakeholder engagement, assessing managing risk, defining solution approach, and planning business analysis activities. Again, completing reading the second point, these tasks are crucial for the successful project outcomes, and proper planning and monitoring are essential for delivering the required results. Now, when I talk about business analysis activities, obviously, there are some activities that the business analyst is supposed to perform. Understand, even if I have a team of 10 to 20 people working, the client is not going to speak to all those 10 to 20 people. He's going to just see me as the face of the organization or the face of those 10 to 20 people that are involved in the engagement. So, as along with that, there are certain activities like your requirement gathering, your stakeholder analysis that require the business analyst himself or herself to be engaged in those activities or to conduct those activities. Now, when I talk about them engaging or conducting those activities, I need to also plan the activities that I need to perform and What are my deliverables? When I'm going to complete my deliverables? Something like the requirement gathering phase. If I do not complete the requirement gathering at the right time, the rest of the teams are not going to be able to work, or even for that matter, I would not be in a position to give a feasible solution to the organization. So everything starting from there only starts going for a toss. Also, there are a lot of risk management that needs to be done, and that is the job of the business analysts to be able to perform those risk management steps or activities. Obviously, and all of these and a proper planning again with monitoring is very essential for ensuring that you're delivering the right results at the right point of time. So, the input output diagram for your business planning and monitoring, we have planned business analysis approach, plan stakeholder engagement, plan business analyst governance, plan business analyst information management, identify business analyst performance improvements, and finally the planning approach. Now we'll take a look at what each of these five tasks individually and try to understand how they work. So the same thing noted down. We said we are going to plan business analysis approach, plan stakeholder engagement, plan business analyst governance, plan business analyst information management, identify business analyst performance and improvements. Why consider business analysis as a project? Business analysis planning and management is a process that considers business analyst as a sub-project within larger IT or business process project. This approach introduces project management activities to BA tasks, making them more structured and defined. Business analysis is a key task within IT business process object projects and is invariably on the critical path. Going back, so this is what why we have to consider business analysis as a project. Now, the first point says that it is a process that considers business as a sub project within a larger IT or a business process project. That means, suppose I want to improve the performance of my employees. That is my whole business process project that needs to change. And within that, the project management has to connect to the stakeholders, get their requirement, connect to the users, get their requirement. So he is managing another set of sub processes and sub tasks within his domain. Also, now what happens is, along with BA task, I am doing more of project management activities. Again, going back to chapter 2, where we said I can be a project manager also if I am a even if I'm in a pure BA role. Why? Because then, and the project management activity that we are talking about, so the PA book talks about the business analysis book of knowledge. When the project management activities and the tools that are required for their working are mentioned in what we consider as the PM book, which is the project management book of knowledge. Again, PM book is something that is internationally recognized certification, and you are required to have certain amount of project management experience and then give the exam and maintain the certification every year. So it introduces you. So when I talk about in implementing or the project management activities being a part of the BA's task, that means I am now giving a more structured or more defined work process, which makes the entire thing better manageable and can give you better outcome. So business analysis is a key task within process project and is invariably on the critical path. Understand, I need someone who can take the onus of the entire project with a variety of people, with a variety of requirements, variety of teams. You need someone who is in charge of the managing the entire thing. Imagine if the organization did not have a vision or a business goal, for that matter, no one to manage, and everybody would be doing what they want, and nothing would be falling on the right path. So that's how critical your business management planner work is. Any delay in BA activities can affect the ability to meet the overall deadlines. So in the previous slides only we've discussed and we've said that certain BA activities are responsible for the starting of the task itself. That means if until I do not gather the requirement, till I do not as a business analyst understand the requirement, I will not be able to communicate it to the development team and the product. Working on the solution would not start. Planning BA task as a project and applying Project Management Institute's Book of Knowledge principles is essential. Why? Again, like the PM Book, sorry, the BA Book, Business Analyst Book of Knowledge, the PM Book is also developed by people who are already in the project management business and have defined that this is the thing or the way processes where things work more efficiently when it comes to project management. Identifying potential risk in the BA project is also important, such as users' lack of technology or non-availability of key users for discussion during the BA phase. Now understand, right at the beginning, there's something called as a stakeholder analysis or requirements gathering that needs to be done from the stakeholders. And if the entire team of key stakeholders are missing from the organization, then how do I manage it? How do I plan my project? Because if they're not there for a month, that means my project does not start for a month. So also other than that, there will be every project or every solution has a risk aligned to it. I have to understand what is the risk and how the risk can be mitigated, or how is it possible to have the least amount of damage from that risk, which all is very critical. By managing BA as a project and proactively addressing risk, organization can ensure successful completion of their IT business process projects. So when I say business management, business analysis is a project and he or she is proactively addressing the risk. If a BA is doing his or her job correctly, then you can ensure that the project is completed successfully and in time. Linkage with software lifecycle. So we have something called as a software cycle, software development lifecycle. Business analysis is always part of a larger project lifecycle, software project lifecycle. The nature of business analysis may vary depending on the choice of software project lifecycle. In a classical waterfall approach, the analysis phase is distinct and appears only once. In iterative or incremental life cycles or agile methods, the business analysis phase is spread over the entire project life cycle. Planning the process approach to business analysis is critical due to these variations in the software project life cycle. So, like we discussed earlier also, we need to understand that everything has a methodology or the way things work. There are multiple ways we can work, and also not only multiple ways we can do the same thing. There are times when we would have multiple people or multiple people doing the same thing. We would also have multiple ways. We would have systems changing over a period of time. Like here, if you see the last point over here, it says classical waterfall approach. So analysis is distinct and appears only once. Now, in the waterfall approach, what used to happen is what I had mentioned during chapter one, where I said that I would just give probably the completion product or the solution to the client. That was fine when things were a little more static and everything was a little more slower. But today, we are in a much dynamic environment. And because of the kind of environment that we are in, it brings us to the agile methodology, which says that I will do work in bits and pieces or in an iterative or incremental manner, saying that I will, like I said during chapter two that we were discussing, that I will first get the material verified, color verified, so that when I build the final product, that does not, the client does not come back and tell me, oh, this material and this color does not work. And then I have to go through the entire process again, which is, so if it's taken me 1 month to develop the product, I'm wasting 1 month. Rather than then in an incremental or in an iterative approach, when I say that this is the color, this is the product, it is probably will delay by a day or a couple of hours, or maybe not delay the project at all. It will definitely not cause it to go over an entire month. Planning the approach to business analysis is critical due to this variation in the software project life cycle. So like I said, there are multiple approaches, and which approach you're going to take, how it is going to vary, is something that you need to decide, and decide on the right approach that will bring you to the right outcome. Motivation for business analysis and its impact. The approach to business analysis is dependent on the motivation behind the initiative. There are various motivations for starting business analysis initiative, including process transformation, technology migration, and driving innovation. Depending on the motivation, the approach to business analysis may change. So for example, a process improvement initiative may use a Six Sigma type approach, while an initiative to make the organization competitive may use an approach similar to that of a strategy consultants. Okay, the last point says the activity, tools, and techniques used for business analysis would also change based on the approach taken. Okay, firstly, is the approach, like I've just mentioned in the previous slide, is purely dependent on what is the goal for your project. What is the business goal? What is the solution, problem that you're trying to solve? So based on that is where I decide what is the approach that I need to take. So am I talking about a technology migration? Like in today's day and age, we would probably talk about migration from physical system to cloud-based systems. Again, that is not easy because I would have data, so many user ID passwords would need to be created. The relevant access would need to be given to the right people. The relevant technology would need to be brought, acquired. Understanding who has access to which technology within the cloud environment also becomes important. And on top of that, you have old business data which is stored locally on systems, on servers. So if I have to get rid of those completely, then I would want to move those also to the cloud space. So how am I going to move everything without hampering my current business that is already going on? I definitely do not, if the entire task takes a period of even 1 2 days, or even of it's obviously going to take more than 5 or 10 days, not 1 2 days. But then, am I going to stop work the entire business for 10 days? No, I cannot afford to do that. I have deliverables, I have things to be sent to the client, I have client interaction. I cannot just say that because we are migrating, we are not available. Maybe for a couple of hours, that's still fine. So, how am I going to go about, what are the steps till we go completely migrate? Something that would take 10 days would probably extend to 1 month, which is fine, provided I'm not losing business at that point of time. Or I'm trying to change something within the organization, a new structure, a new process, or innovation. So, what exactly am I trying to achieve? So, again, what is the reason that you're doing? Your approach to business analysis will definitely change. And like it says over here, if I'm doing something like a process improvement, then I would probably use Six Sigma. But if I'm doing something like changing my marketing or branding strategy, I might have to become something that or do something that a strategy consultant would do. Again, for each of these initiatives, a Six Sigma approach would require a different set of tools and techniques, while a strategy consultant would require a different set of tools and techniques. Business analysis activities involve tasks such as fixing appointments with users, interacting with users, and reviewing documents. In some cases, a BA project may require the study of an entire manufacturing factory, necessitating interaction with 20 executives, users, or Stakeholders. Okay, so to accomplish that, we must identify who the stakeholders are, understand the processes they manage, and schedule the appointments with them. So the BA may spend up to half a day visiting and interacting with stakeholders, another half day for modeling and documenting his understanding, an additional half day for verifying his understanding. Careful planning and estimation of BA is necessary to ensure their timely completion. So coming back to business analysis activities, the first thing we like we discussed some time back is interacting with the users, reviewing the documents. And before I even do that, like in this example that we have been talking about, I have to interact with over 20 stakeholders because I have to basically study the entire industry, gain the industry knowledge, or gain the business knowledge to understand how the things are working. Now, if that is needed and we have to discuss with 20 users or 20 stakeholders, and I'm going to set up a meeting with each one of them, then I would spend at least half an hour with them. That means 20 people, even if I decide to spend half an hour, I am going to spend more than half a day. At least half a day is what is minimum, but you would land up spending close to 10 hours working with each and every and interacting with the stakeholders, unless I reduce my number of stakeholders to maybe 10 or lesser number, and the lesser number of stakeholders means the lesser people I have to interact with. So you understand that my key activity was to gather requirements for which I am supposed to meet all the stakeholders. And if I can probably reduce the time in a group, but imagine spending half a day only visiting and interacting with the stakeholder. And if I have to do it individually, I will end up spending more than a day. And then whatever you've learned, you would spend another 3 4 hours documenting that, trying to understand how things are working, organizing your requirements, and then you will have to go back to the key stakeholders and verify what your understanding, whether it is right or wrong, before you can go ahead. Now, even this, something like this, with the timelines that I mentioned here, which is half a day an hour for visiting, half a day for modeling, and another half a day for verifying his understanding. That means I'm spending close to 1.5 day only planning and estimating the BA activity, only spending time with the stakeholder to understand the requirements. Now imagine if this does not take a careful planning. That means I would, like I just discussed, that this 4 hour half a day activity could go up to 10 hours, which is more than almost close to 1.5 day, which I should be spending on the whole activity. And that means my entire project would get delayed by 1.5 day. So ensuring that I complete the a requirement or speaking to the stakeholder as per the time is very important over here. So we were speaking earlier about the activities. Now let's speak about the estimating the effort. Business analysts and project leaders often estimate the duration of the business analysis phase based on gut feeling. That means if I say this project has to get completed in this much amount of time, or this, they would say, oh, this will get done in like 2 days, 1 month, 2 months. It is purely on gut feeling and the experience that they have. This approach may not be valid, does not consider the specific activities that need to be performed during this task. That means at certain point of time, I will need to go and meet the stakeholders. I will need to maybe change something, go and meet the users and get activity from them, or run some data requirement. So I need to estimate to get the right output. I need to estimate each and every task that will need to be performed. Business analysts should identify and estimate the effort required for each BA activity in a man hours or in man days. Man hours or man days basically would stand for 8 hours, that is man hours, that is one working day. And man days would be probably working days. So that would depend whether your organization works a 5 day week or a 6 day week. Normally everyone is off on a Sunday. So everything, so even if you remember, When you call up your customer service or anybody for that matter, and you have a query that is pending to be answered, maybe a query regarding something, your loan or adjustment, everything would say 4 to 5 working days or 3 working days, 1 working day, 24 working hours, which is actually 3 days because it's 8 into 3, 8 hours into 3 days. So that's how you would estimate the effort. That means if I'm saying my project will take 10 hours, I don't assume that people would work 24 hours a day and I would get the project delivered in like less than 2 days. Based on the available time, business analysts should decide the number of BAs required to complete these activities and the BA phase. A ground-up approach to estimating the required time require effort required for each activity may lead to more accurate estimates of the duration of the BA phase. So based on the available time, so if now most of the time you just have one business analyst in the project that would be required to do all the activities which are related to the business analyst. So, but what if I have a larger project and which requires in a shorter time frame? Then I will probably need to align more business analyst. However, that would be very difficult because in something like we just discussed, where I'm going to spend like half a day meeting 20 stakeholders, whether the activity is completed or not, with one business analyst, I can easily check with him and get an update. But then when I have to coordinate between maybe two or three, or for that matter, 5 or 10, then it's going to be a bit of a challenge to get an update from all of them. I'll probably need another set of leader to just to manage the business analyst. So most of the times we try reducing the business analyst approach so that there is one business analyst aligned to every project. The ground-up approach to estimating the effort required for each activity can lead to more accurate estimate of the duration of the BA phase. So what ideally would be the best approach, and we are going to speak about this approach during the course of this chapter, is that what am I saying? That I will list on each and every activity, no matter how big or small it is, and estimate the what is the time that would be required to complete that activity. And based on that, or based on a combination of many such activities, I would be able to decide what is the total duration that the project would last or the business analyst phase would last. Stakeholder analysis. Stakeholder analysis helps identify individuals or groups who have an interest in the project and are impacted by it or can influence its outcomes. This analysis helps identify stakeholders who may be impacted by the project and require alternate arrangements or retraining to mitigate the impact. Management is often interested in getting a performance perspective on any automated business process and should be considered a stakeholder. Regulatory bodies and other external stakeholders who expect visibility of the process or its control should be considered stakeholders. Okay, we'll go on to, because stakeholder analysis is one of a huge topic. So, like I mentioned in chapter one, what is going to happen with stakeholder analysis is I am going to have multiple stakeholders. I'm going to probably have the key stakeholders who have hired me to do the job or who are actually paying me the money. But then, other than that, it very clearly states that it is individual or groups who have an interest in the project are impacted by it or can influence its outcomes. That means anyone who is impacted, who has an interest. So something like if I'm developing a market strategy as my business analysis project, then my competitor would have an interest in it. Why? Because at the end of the day, they might be impacted by it in a negative way. If my company does better than the competitor, then obviously they lose their business and I gain more business. So they are not only interested in it, but they're impacted by it, though in a negative way. Or influences outcomes. That means, suppose I have employees who are working and I'm talking about automating the entire process or a certain part of the process, then what is going to happen is that its outcome is going to impact me in a negative way, but I also might have the power to drive the outcome of the project. So I might not want to create a positive impact. Might be the impact that I'm aiming for is a more negative impact. This analysis helps identify stakeholders who can be impacted by the project and require alternate job arrangements or retraining to mitigate the impact. If, like I said, if I'm planning to automate the entire process, then there would be people who would be losing their jobs, or they would be needed to upgrade themselves so that they can keep their existing jobs. Management is often interested in getting a performance perspective on an automated business process and should be considered as a stakeholder. Regulatory bodies and other external stakeholders who expect visibility of its process or its controls should be considered stakeholders. So, most of the time, when I'm talking about an automation that we were just talking about, please understand people always tend to forget that it is the management that's going to be impacted by the project, and that hence they have to be informed about what is being done on the project. Management as a stakeholder could be missed quite a few times. And the other thing is also what we may miss to when we are planning the activities is regulatory and government bodies, which are nothing but external stakeholders, because maybe my project requires acquiring a license or requires some sort of trademark certificate, then I will need to wait for the government to provide that, and that could be an extra process and delay the timelines of my project, which will need to be estimated into the project. External stakeholders, as customers or suppliers, may also benefit from the system being designed and should be considered as stakeholders. That's the reason I said it's not only employees or the organization that you're working for. It is also so if it is a product, if it is service that is being deployed, then they would have users. If it's a product, then you probably would need to get in new suppliers, which all would be mostly impacted in a positive way. And if you are impacted in a positive way or they benefit from the state system, they would need to consider. It's as simple as saying if I develop an app, then even the users who are using my app would be considered as stakeholders, because if they do not use the app, my solution or my project will go for a toss as far as the measurements are concerned. Stakeholder analysis also helps identify roles and responsibilities, such as process owners, who may act as the single point of contact for their department or be in charge of driving implementation within their departments. So, once I do stakeholder analysis, I also give them roles and responsibility, or I help understand what is the role they are playing and how much responsible are they for certain amount of things that are there as in my project. So, if it is a process owner and you're trying to change a process, then he might be a single point of contact within the department where you're implementing. Or he might be not only a single department, he might be responsible for driving multiple departments. Now, this could either create a bottleneck or could impact the way you're working. So it helps you understand how to take care of a situation like this. Roles of stakeholders may vary, may range from being key users who share protest details with the BA to driving the implementation within their department. So, if I'm talking about a process chain that I've spoken about in this point, which is point two, then they also not only help me during the requirement gathering, which is sharing of process details, but they also help me in driving the implementation within their department. And if they hold multiple departments, you're talking about the implementation in all those departments. So there the role of the stakeholder will become from maybe a key user or a key stakeholder, because he's also going to give you share the details with you.